Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna Marie DeMellon, and in this week's episode, we are going to look at 9 ways that you can move past any blocks or any limitations, or if you feel like things have stalled out with your spiritual connection, with your spiritual growth. We're going to give you so many different ideas, tools, and techniques to really clear anything and help you to kind of get back on track with your spirituality, your self-developmental journey, if you will. And it's really fascinating. I remember years ago, I had some big clearings and blocks that came up, and it felt like, I don't know, it just felt like I'd been hit by a wall. It was like, boom. And if you've listened to any of the other episodes, you may have heard me refer to our spiritual toolbox. And so our spiritual toolbox can have a plethora of different tools and techniques. It's kind of our go-to when life kind of rattles us, or maybe we get triggered or we're upset, or, you know, we've got stuff going on. And so our spiritual toolbox can have oracle cards. It can have angel cards, books, meditation, yoga, movement. It can have chocolate. Someone said the other day that their spiritual toolbox has chocolate. And I was like, hey, yes. Can we get a high five? Your spiritual toolbox can also have, you know, incense in it. Maybe there's a ritual that you perform and you've got all of those things for your ritual in your spiritual toolbox. You know, singing bowls, music, incense, mala beads, prayer, invocations, incantations. So there are lots of different things that you can have in your spiritual toolbox. And so again, years ago, it was about 5 years ago, I literally dumped out my spiritual toolbox. There wasn't anything left in there for me to try. Like, all of my tools and techniques were not working. And I started to get really frustrated, and I started to spin with it, and I sat with the crazy, and, you know, I just really sat with all of it. And then, of course, the universe works in wonderful ways. I was listening to a podcast, and on the podcast, the gal said, she said, whenever you run out of ideas and options, she said, that's a very exciting, auspicious time for you to bring in new ideas, new options, new tools, new techniques. And so she said, instead of thinking of it as, you know, this isn't working, this isn't working, this isn't working, she said, put your eye on a bigger picture, as in, okay, cool, what's next? All right, bring me the new tools, bring me the new techniques, bring me a new blueprint. What does this look like? And no word of a lie, after I finished listening to that podcast, by the end of the day, I was guided to, you know, go to chapters, look at the books, and I found this beautiful book that really helped me to understand where I was in my grieving process. It really helped me to understand that, you know, my journey is mine. It's uniquely mine. And how I'm going to see things isn't how everyone else is going to see things. And that's okay. It also gave me a different perspective. Instead of trying to fix myself, I realized that we're all imperfectly perfect, and that's perfect in itself. And that I had looked at my spirituality and my self-development as all of these things I needed to fix and correct and make better, that were lacking, that were missing, there weren't enough. And so everything that just brought up, I just want to grab all of that, holy, everything that is and everything connected to it, we're going to destroy and uncreate it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And we're going to infuse this call with divine angelic healing, energies, love, possibilities, joy, miracles, so that no matter when you're listening to this episode, you'll receive these beautiful energetic blessings in just the exact way that works for you. So here I was with this empty toolbox with a different perspective. And over the years, some of my old favorites have come back into my spiritual toolbox, and I just continue adding to it. Every now and again, I look through it and, I don't use that anymore, and I don't use that anymore, and that isn't as effective anymore. And so it's kind of like spring cleaning, really. You know, when we go through our closets and we clear out things that we don't love anymore, and maybe they need to go, and we want to make room for new. So in this episode, we're going to clear away and we're going to make room for new possibilities. So number one is really about healing on a soul level, on a spiritual level. And until we're really willing to look at our own stuff, we tend to perpetuate what I call the hamster wheel. And we've all done it. I do it. Everybody does it. Where our mind will kick in and old patterns come up, limitations, beliefs. That's a huge part of the work that I do, is clearing beliefs and the emotions attached. And so oftentimes what will happen is we so want to make changes, but in the background, we've got all of these different blueprints that are running that are preventing us from really making strides, making those connections, making a difference. And so the first idea I offer you is to really be willing to look at your own stuff. Because when we're willing to look at our own stuff, we're willing to be 100% honest about what is, not what we wish it was, not what it was before, not that we're hoping, not that we're pretending. When we're really honest and we're really willing to look at whatever it is in our life, and without judging, without ripping ourselves apart, without blaming, just being willing to sit with it. Brené Brown talks about, you know, being willing to sit in that arena, whether it's being vulnerable, whether it's shame, whether it's hurt, whether it's grief, anger, whatever that is. Be willing to look at our stuff as it comes up and be willing to look at it from a gentle perspective, not, I can't stress that enough. We need to be very gentle with ourselves, because it's very much like a puppy. If you've ever had a puppy, and they're so silly and so loving and so trusting. And if we yell at them and we get angry, sometimes that can shut them down. And we don't want to do that. We want to keep that energy flowing. And so we want to apply that energy to us as well on this spiritual journey, that, wow, I somewhere along the line chose that. And this is the result that I really didn't want. Awesome. What can I do now? I've got more clarity around this. I maybe know what I don't want. Cool. How do we redirect? How do we refocus? How do we keep moving toward that end game? And if you've done any coaching work with me before, or taken any of my classes, I love to talk about what I refer to as the end game. What is your end game? Is your end game to live on an acreage? Awesome. What are you doing every day to move you closer to that dream? Is your end game to have a little bit more money in the bank? Cool. What are some options that you can start exploring to make that happen? What is the end game that you'd like? And what is your end game on a soul level, on a spiritual level? How is it that you'd like to leave the world a better place? What does that look like? Is there a legacy you'd like to leave behind? Is there a book? Is there writing? Are there people's lives you'd like to touch? Are there products and creations that you'd like to make, infusing your love into them and sending those out into the world? What does that look like? And so some different ideas for you to look at as you start to be willing to look at your stuff, right? And we're always going to have stuff that comes up. Like, I can't stress that enough. You know, when I started working spiritually years ago, I thought, cool, how many years do I need to really dig in deep, get in the trenches, and get all this shit done? The universe laughed. They laughed. And they said, look at this one. This one thinks it's going to be done quick. No. So I kind of drove myself crazy for a couple of years, burnt myself out completely. And then I realized that we have different levels that will come up, different layers, if you will, whatever word you'd like to use, whatever lingo works for you, different levels or layers of healing. And when we do the work, then we need time to integrate and process. And then things will kind of smooth out a little bit, and then something else will appear. And so just being willing to stay present as those things start to show up in your world and not being angry. I've been angry sometimes. I don't want to do any more ancestral work. Ugh. Why is this so difficult? And I realize, oh, I'm making it difficult. Awesome. So everywhere that you've been making things difficult that don't need to be, let's destroy an incredible of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. That's funny. We're going to run that one again. Everywhere that you're choosing to make things more difficult when they don't need to be, where you're making things more significant, there's more drama, there's more trauma, there's a bigger story. Everything that is, let's destroy and recreate it all across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities, and choose. I choose to have ease with this experience. Connect me into the energy of ease with my spiritual journey, with my spiritual growth. When we have more ease in our life in any aspect of our world, it just makes it easier. It keeps us clear. We're able to receive more on every level. All right, so number two is really about, it's really about cultivating a solid connection with your inner self. I call it your inner self, your inner being. This is the true essence. Some people refer to this as your higher self, your authentic self, your awareness. This really is about getting to know the most authentic and loving part of you. That's truly who you are. And this may come in the form of letting the masks fall away, letting yourself be whoever you need to be in whatever situation. And this part of you has the blueprint for your life. So the more that you're willing to be authentically who you are, who you came here to be, the easier things will start to become. And yes, we're still going to have things that come up. We're still going to get triggered. But on a whole, the easier things will be. This part of you, the authentic, real part of you, your spirit, your soul, your essence, will guide you, will keep you open to spirit, communicating with your guides, your loved ones, your angels, helping you to heal, helping you to see things differently. Sometimes if I've got a lot going on, I'll say to my guides, okay, give me a different perspective. Show me what I'm not missing. Show me what I'm missing in this, or show me what I'm not willing to see, because sometimes I don't want to see it. I might be aware of it, but I'm not looking at it. So there. So my team is lovely. They will call me out on my stuff. And I've asked them to do that. It's like, you know what? The quicker that we can acknowledge something, the quicker that we can shift and change it and get to the good stuff. So that's my perspective. I'm not saying that's how you have to see things, but my perspective is, you know what? There's an issue. There's a block. There's something here. And I run right up to it. All right, what is it? What do we do with it? How do we dismantle it, heal it, shift it, change it? Oh, cool. It's not even mine. Send it, transmute it, whatever we need to do. So again, cultivating that solid connection with your true authentic self. It's like having a bird's eye view of your life. And that aspect of you doesn't have an ego. It doesn't have judgments. It doesn't have points of view. It just sees things as they are. And so the more that you're willing to play with that energy, the more clarity that you'll receive. You'll be able to receive action steps. Okay, I need to do these three things. Boom, boom, boom. And then here's the outcome. It just really clears anything that's kind of muddled for you. So everywhere that your clarity, your awareness, your intuition is sort of muddled, it looks a little bit murky. Let's just destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And just really clear what we can today on this in this episode. Just clearing away whatever we can. All right, number three is really starting to be aware of everything that you are picking up, everything that you are aware of. And something, this is homework that I give weekly with my clients, I swear, is really acknowledging, oh, I knew that. Cool. And you can start playing games. I think a lot of times we have these intuitive gifts and abilities, and depending on how you share them with the world, sometimes it's not as fun anymore. I know this happened to me years ago. I was so focused on, building my business, and I was super busy, and things at home were busy. Everything was just busy, 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 busy. And I realized I wasn't having as much fun with my awareness, my intuition, my gifts. And so I always invite my guides, my team in. I need to laugh today so hard that I cry. Bring me one of those. You know those? They're so, you look at something and you just can't stop laughing. It's so retarded. So I'm going to put that out there today. I actually haven't had one of those in a while. So thank you, universe. Bring something into my world today so that I laugh so hard I cry. Thank you. And so the more that the more in tune we are with our own energy and our own awareness, the more that we can tune into spirit, the more that we bridge that gap, if it feels like it's a gap, the more that we're opening those flows of communication. And it starts with us. We need to be clear so we can receive more. And the more aware we are of our thoughts, our words, our intentions, the energy that we put out, then we can course correct as we need to, because spirit communicates on a higher vibration. It's a higher frequency and it's a little more subtle. So if we're running around with 80 checklists, crazed out of our mind, choosing drama, we're kind of creating a bit of a mess. And it's not as easy for communication. Communication is so key. But when we're clear, we're balanced, we're centered, we're telling the universe what we'd like to have in our world, immense gratitude, thank you, thank you, thank you, much easier to receive those messages. And spiritual energy is again, it's subtle, it's gentle. We usually feel it in our heart. Our heart is where our guides, our angels, our loved ones, spirit will communicate with us through those different energies. A beautiful way that you can start to really keep your energies nice and clear, I find is Qigong. Qigong is absolutely fabulous. And you can find some videos online. You can go on YouTube. I take a class every week, and it just clears those energy channels. And so it really facilitates clearing stagnant energy. And then I find it so much easier. It's like it raises my vibration and it's easier to receive spirit in whatever capacity that they're choosing to come through to me. And so I really encourage you to start looking at ways to acknowledge. That's the first thing is just, oh, cool. I was picking up that person was going to email me and there's the email. Cool. Ah, I knew not to turn left. I turned right instead. Cool. Look at that big lineup of traffic. Awesome. I knew that. And so acknowledging when you know things, and not from a place of ego, not from a place of, ha, I knew it and you didn't. I have gifts and you don't. No, 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 no. Everybody has gifts. It's whether or not we choose to unwrap them and actually look at them. That's the deciding factor. But I want you to really acknowledge that. Go, yeah, I knew that. That's cool. I was aware of that. Yeah, I knew that. I knew that in my heart. I knew that. That's cool. Thank you. How does it get better? And keep expanding that energy. And now number four, you know what? Sometimes when we've hit a roadblock, we need tangible evidence. It's true, right? I mean, it's, what is that saying? You know, I'll believe it when I see it, you know, or I'll see it when I believe it, or, you know, it goes one or both ways, right? And so sometimes we actually do require some tangible evidence. And sometimes we get signs and messages, but we're just kind of dismissing them, or we're too wrapped up in other stuff that we're not able to receive them. But sometimes I will, all right, give me a sign. You guys, you've got to give me something. Show me what I'm missing. Show me what my next step is. Okay, show me. Everywhere I'm not willing to see the next step, destroy and uncreate all of that. Everywhere I'm not willing to have ease with this process, destroy and uncreate all of that. That's a huge one. So you can add, you can do some automatic writing. You can sit in a meditation. I ask for signs all the time. All the time. Give me some signs. I need some dimes. I need some feathers. You know, and then I'll have, you know, somebody will call, I'll get an email, I'll be guided to read a book, I'll go into a meditation, and then there's the answer. It's so amazing, right? And it's almost like sometimes we can have blinders on for whatever reason. And it's on a subconscious level. So it isn't that we wake up in the morning and go, I'd really like to mess with myself today. I think I'll put blinders on so I don't really see what's going on. It isn't like that. It's we're going about our day. And if we've got blinders, and blinders can be a belief system, anything that's holding something in place, so we're not able to see things clearly as they are. It could be a projection. It could be a judgment. We could have a conclusion. It could be ancestral stuff. It could be so many different things. It's usually a point of view where we've decided something. We've decided something has to look a certain way. And then if everything that doesn't look that certain way doesn't even come into our awareness, that's what a blinder is. So when we're willing to remove those blinders, then that's when we can start to see more of the evidence. And it's so fascinating when we start to remove all of the blinders and we're really willing to look at what is without any judgment. Because again, if we start judging something, then we're going to just, the energy will stick. It's like the energy gets stagnant, kind of gets sluggish. So we don't want to judge. We just want to acknowledge, wow. Because everything that's showing up in our world, we've chosen it, we've invited it, we've allowed it on some level. So everything that just brought up, oh, let's just destroy it and create all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Yeah, everything that's in your world is because you've chosen it, you've allowed it, you've welcomed it, you've aligned with it somehow, somewhere. There's something in your energetic system or field, or however you want to look at that, that is drawing that to you. I think of our energetics as magnets, and those magnets that we have in our energy field, those are attracting the experiences to us that align with them, that quickly and most closely represent and really, I guess the best word I can use is align with it. The thoughts that you have predominantly throughout the day, that's what the universe is going to continue to show you and bring you, and that's what you'll bring into your world more and more and more. And so if there are things that are not quite working, you're not understanding, universe, give me a sign, show me a different way, give me a different perspective. What am I missing here? What's right about this crazy I'm not getting? And through the chaos is how we create. And so acknowledging that if things are a little chaotic, okay, cool. Maybe look at what your acceptable level of chaos is. Maybe we need to dial it back a bit. Because yeah, sometimes life can get really chaotic if we don't get a handle on keeping aware, having that solid connection with our inner being. You know, it's just, it all starts to play together. It all starts to interlock together. And so asking, yeah, I need tangible evidence. Sometimes you'll wake up from a dream and it'll just be like, oh, that's what I need to do. And always trusting that the answers are coming. I can't stress this enough. It may be a no, it could be a no, not right now. It could be not yet. It could be that something is still working itself out. It's like if we were to make a cake, we get all the ingredients, we put it together, we put it in the oven. It's going to take as long as it needs to be done. We can't rush it. We can't keep opening the door. We can't keep flicking the light on and off. It's just really, this is when it comes down to trust. Okay, show me a sign. Thank you. There's something about this I'm not getting. Show me what I need to do. And sometimes we require someone else's frequency to help us. Sometimes we require, you know, it could be a Reiki session, it could be a coaching session, it could be, you know, active release. We could need some, you know, someone to work on our physical body to get the energy moving. And so just trusting, you know what? I need a little bit more evidence with this. I'm not getting it. You're sending me the signs. I'm not getting them. I'm not putting the puzzle pieces together. Show me what I'm missing. And then step out of the way and let the universe do it. It's kind of like 1-800 universe. Show me what it is. This is what I'm asking for. This is what's showing up. Okay, what am I supposed to do with this? Show me the way. And they will. And now, number five, we all have an ego. Yes, we all have an ego. And our ego's job is to keep us small, keep us safe, keep us comfortable in our comfort zone. Because if we step out of our comfort zone, we're risking so many different things. And that's when we can get hurt. And that's when so many things can happen. And so our mind, our ego is like, no, you want to stay small. Our ego's job is, you know, no, we just want you to just stay living. We don't want you to thrive, because to thrive, that means you need to step out of your comfort zone on a regular basis and take risks and take life by the horns and go. But we need to just start to be aware of our ego. And so for me, I'm very visual. And so years ago, I was in a meditation and I asked my ego to present itself, and it looked like a Doberman pincher. I kid you not. I met someone the other day that theirs looked like a pit bull. So I have a visual so that whenever my ego starts chirping, I know that that's my ego. That isn't my awareness. That isn't my team, my angels, my guides, my loved ones. I know that that's my ego chirping. And so you can play with that. You can ask your guides, your team, to give you a sign when it's your ego that's going off. And the quicker that we're aware and acknowledge that it's our ego, the quicker we can kind of rein it in. Because our ego's job, again, is to keep us where we're at. And if we're looking to expand and grow and experience more, that's going to kick up the ego even quicker. And some of us have a really big ego. And that's okay, as long as we've learned how to master it, how to tame it. And sure, sometimes it gets away from us. Sometimes there's such an energetically charged experience that we have a reaction. We get triggered. All of us do. And so our ego makes us think that we're small, and it will do whatever it can to stunt our growth, keeping us safe, comfortable, protected. And so you can even tell your ego during the day, you know, like, take a step back. Angels, keep my ego quiet for the next little while. I'd like to work on this. You know, it takes you out of survival mode and puts you into receptive mode, because the ego is all about surviving. And then you're in a place of receptivity, and you can receive guidance, and you can really tune into what it is that you'd like to create, and not have that incessant barking, if you will. Chirp, 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 chirp. And number six, I can't stress this enough. You have to be patient with yourself. When we are on a spiritual journey, it's ours. It's ours alone. No one else can do it for us. People can help us. There's something with that. So everywhere that you're wanting other people to do it for you, let's destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. And you really have to be patient with yourself and realize that it's not a race. You're not going to get it done. We're never going to get everything done in one lifetime. That's why we have more than one lifetime. And for those of you who don't realize that this isn't our first time at the rodeo, everything that is, let's destroy and uncreate it all. You are an eternal being. And we have had several different lives, several different incarnations. And in each different incarnation, we have different soul lessons and missions and purposes and things that we'd like to experience. And so I'll have to maybe do an episode on past lives at some point, because there's so much information out there about past lives. And it's very unique. It's very powerful. It's not a place that I live in. I'm aware of it. And whenever anything comes up around a past life, I'll go in and shift it and change it. But I don't want to go too much into that, because that isn't this lifetime. So anything, the way I work, I'm not sure why, but they want me to share this with you. So the way that I work with past lives is any past life influences that are not contributing to this lifetime anymore, we can go in and kind of clear those up and do what we need to do with them, so they're not having that impact on this lifetime. And again, we're not going to get it all done. Like I mentioned earlier on in this episode, I was, you know, out of the gates, you know, freshly open with my spirituality and my gifts. And I'm so excited to share everything and just get all my stuff done. Go, done. Let's do this. And burnt myself out in a couple of years, drove myself a little bit bonkers. And there's no need for that. And so everywhere you're not choosing ease with this whole life experience, let's destroy and uncreate all of that across all ways, spaces, times, dimensions, and realities. Because yeah, what if it could be easy? What if we could choose ease and joy with it and really start to have that plethora of fun? Because when we're in a fun vibration, fun, joyful, that sort of vibration attracts more of what we'd like to have in our world. And it just starts to grow exponentially. And again, just being patient with yourself. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall. We're not going to do it perfectly. Some days are going to be fantastic, and other days, maybe not so much. And that's okay. There are days when I need to go sit by the river and just process. I'll just sit there and cry. Our physical body absorbs so much. So our energy, we absorb and pick up so much around us if we're not willing to be aware of it. And if we've been around people that are toxic, that are mean, or they just don't have our best interests at heart, and we've absorbed or picked up that energy or allowed it, our body, the only way that our body can experience that and release it is through tears. So if you need to sit and cry and you don't know why, it's okay. It's your body releasing. So just honoring that process. There's certain toxins and different things energetically and physically and on every level that the only way they can be released is through tears. And so again, understanding that it's a journey, understanding that whatever level we end up completing in this lifetime, say we get to level 8 out of 10, in our next lifetime, we will start at 8. That's where we'll start in the next lifetime. So just put that in mind as well. Just, you know, the work that you're doing is cumulative. The work that you're doing makes a difference. It's healing your ancestral line for those who are choosing it. It's It's giving you a nice strong foundation so that you can create and live a life that you love. All right, now number seven is about opening your chakras and clearing your energy often. Our chakras are like little battery centers, and we experience our entire world through our chakra system. And if you're not familiar with chakras, you can Google. There's tons of stuff on the internet about them. Tons of different books that you can look at and learn about them. And when I say the chakras, I mean, we have minor chakras. We've got so many interpersonal chakras. We have so many chakras. But the chakras that I'm most concerned with for this episode are the seven main chakras: root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. And so when you clear those, Qigong is a beautiful way to clear them. Yoga, meditation, you can do all sorts of different clearings. And when our chakras are clear, they play a vital role in our spiritual connection, and as well as the health of our physical body. Our chakras really hold the key to so much, if not everything, really. I mean, if there are organs attached to each chakra, there are emotional states, you can go through, and there are, I'll have to do an episode on chakras, just specifically chakras. There are flower essences that will help with each of the chakras. So when I do Reiki, we're looking at rebalancing each of the chakras. We're looking at how big each chakra is, how fast it's spinning. We're looking at clearing whatever we can clear from that chakra. Whatever those chakras require, they're really quite fascinating. There are very much a blueprint in our system, our energy field. And when they're clear, we feel grounded. We feel safe. We feel like we can speak our truth. We're receiving our guidance. We're connected into our authentic self. And they offer us this incredible, incredible opportunity to really experience world in a different way. It really helps us to transcend those lower ego vibrations and thoughts and really come from a place of love and joy and happiness and really looking at the world. Looking at the world through the eyes of a child is really what it is. You know, we come into this world with this beautiful, beautiful, blissful happiness and joy. And over time, some of that can be clouded. It can be thwarted. It can be changed. It can be altered. It can be, feel like it's been snuffed out, but it's always there. And so the more work we do to clear that and be as happy and as joyous as we can, then that will strengthen our connection with ourself, with our guides, our team, the spirit, the universe, source, whatever that looks like for you. And now number eight is really being open and available. You know, starting to learn, how do you receive your information the best? Do you see it? Do you feel it? Do you know it? Do you hear it? How is it that you're receiving the information? And really focus on how you receive it the strongest, and really mastering that first, and then the other gifts will come into play. And, sometimes we're expecting to hear something or we're expecting to see something, and our team is trying to guide us through our feelings and our knowings. And we're not getting the signs. I don't know if you're on Facebook, if you've ever seen that picture of the guardian angel who's like holding its head and it says, this is what my guardian angel looks like most days, or my guardian angel probably drinks. Yeah, I mean, our team is unconditional love. There's no judgment. I'm sure that they're trying to give us the answers, and we're expecting it a certain way and we're not getting it, or where we've decided it has to look a certain way. And again, we've put blinders on, right? So being open and available. If you're starting to get frustrated, okay, truth, am I really open and available to receive guidance right now? Am I a little bit spicy? Did my children come in and just make a big mess? Did I, lose an opportunity at work? Did my neighbor, did their dog just poop on the lawn again and they didn't pick it up? Whatever those outside things, am I spicy and angry and kind of clouded right now? Am I clear and available to receive? And so really being aware of that, maybe you need to do some breath work, do a meditation, do some movement, go for a walk, come back to you, and then be open to however your guides and your angels are going to communicate with you. And again, really starting to know, how do you receive your information the best? I receive mine in so many different ways. It's usually through knowing. It can be through feelings. Like I've always said, there are no two readings that are the same. I receive the information however it needs to come through. And again, removing my ego out of the way. No, make me a divine clear channel. Bring that through the way that it's meant to come through. Being open and available and really being honest with yourself. Am I just wanting to rush through this meditation because Outlander's on? I haven't done that much. You know, am I really investing in my spiritual growth, my personal growth? Am I really willing to show up differently? And then number 9 is really about surrendering and letting it go. And really trusting and surrendering and knowing that you have your back, that your team and your angels have your back, and that spirit has your back. Whatever that looks like for you, God, Buddha, Allah, universe, source, whatever that looks like for you. Knowing that you are protected and you're safe. And yes, spirit is subtle, but they know what they're doing. And so releasing any expectations that we have and allowing them to guide you. And then opening your mind and your heart, being open and available to receive. And so, yes, it's very much 1-800-UNIVERSE. You know what? I would like to receive an extra $500 this month. Thank you. Show me what steps I need to take to make that happen. And everywhere I'm not willing to make that happen, destroy and create it all. Thank you. Show me what that is. And then letting it go. And then being open and available to however that's going to show up. Maybe you'll be offered some overtime hours. Maybe you'll be able to sell something that you forgot all about. Maybe someone forgot to pay you and that money is going to show up. Whatever that is, just being open, surrendering and letting it go. And trusting that everything that you're asking for is coming to you. When we constrict and we start to get angry and frustrated, and why isn't this working? That's when the universe can't get that energy flowing. And so we're just going to do a quick tune-up on everybody's energy. I'm just going to clear and align and balance your 7 main chakras, root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. Just kind of smooth everything out as required. Whatever you're willing and able to receive at this moment, everything will integrate with ease and grace. And the higher our frequency, our vibration, the easier the universe can bring in those miracles. We could be, you know, there could be miracles lined up outside the door, but we're so focused on what isn't working that the universe can't bring them into us. And so take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. You know, and just realize that this journey is it's really about getting closer to our true authentic self and sharing that in the world in a way that works for us and allowing our souls and our spirits to grow and knowing that the universe has our back. And sometimes when we can't see things, maybe that means we're meant to rest. Maybe that means we need to get a little bit more clarity. And knowing that sometimes we need to be patient and that we're never going to give up. Whatever that is that we'd like, we're never going to give that up. And again, there could be quiet periods that come in where, you know, we have time for reflection and integration of the lessons that we've learned. Or maybe we need to catch our breath. Sometimes I feel like I need to sit with this for a minute. I just need to really catch my breath because I don't know what just happened. And that's okay. And so again, honoring the process, honoring where you're at, and just letting everything flow as it's meant to. If you have any questions or concerns, please let me know. I love hearing from you guys. And if there are episodes that you would love to hear about, if there's a topic that you'd like me to talk about, please let me know. Please reach out. I'm more than open to exploring different areas for episodes in the future. I send each and every one of you mountains of love. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.